Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, May 28th, 2017. Pastor Paul Talberg.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
Today we're going to be looking at this part from Colossians. And it says, you've been raised up with Christ. So, think about the things that are in heaven. That's where Christ is. He is sitting at God's right hand. Think about things that are in heaven. Don't think about things that are on earth. You died. Now your life is hidden with Christ in God. Christ is your life. When he appears again, you also will appear with him in heaven's glory. That's from Colossians chapter 3. One of the things that we're going to be looking at today is the fact that this is summertime, the beginning of summertime, and summer is often looked at as a great, great, great time to be here, especially if you're in Wisconsin because we're sick and tired of winter. Thank you very much. And it's a great time. We always remember, you know, there's baseball. Come up in the fall of the year, there's going to be football. Right now, there's picnics, and there's barbecues, and there's campfires, and camping, and just all sorts of wonderful things happen in summer. We love summer, but summer isn't heaven. No matter how much you like to go boating and fishing and skiing, it's not. It's a little preview. It's kind of like, what do you do with a movie trailer? The movie trailer, the biggest blockbuster coming out, what are you going to do? You're going to sit there and look at it the whole time on your little phone or on your iPad? No, when the movie comes out, you look at the movie. You don't go and keep on looking at the trailer. The trailer gets you ready for it, gets you kind of hungry, gets you kind of thirsty, gets you kind of wondering, what's the movie going to be like? And the Lord tells us the movie that's coming is an incredible, incredible blessing from him. He says, you've been raised up with Christ. Pause there for just a second. You've been raised up. It means that you were dead. What does that mean? I don't know if you've ever seen a dead body or if you have ever been at the at a funeral of a dear friend, but dead is one of those icky final things. The wages of sin is death. I can't talk to my dad anymore. I can't talk to my mom anymore. I can't talk to my grandmother or my grandfather on either side anymore. And that whole group of people were solid, rock solid, strong, wise Christians. You want that little piece of wisdom that they might be able to share with you. But you know, I can't do that anymore. Why? Because dead is dead. It's one of those things, right? Almost one of those things. Because of Jesus, things have changed a lot. Jesus stepped into history, lived in our place. He knows all about sin, not because he did anything wrong. The scriptures tell us point blank, he did no sin. He was tempted in every way like you are, like I am. But he was without sin. And so what did he do? He went to a cross and the Lord placed on him the iniquities of us all, the scriptures say. And he died willingly in our place. So from the cross, he shouts out, it is finished. He doesn't just mumble, it is finished. He says, it is finished. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And he bowed his head and he gave up his life. He did that so you and I would live. Our debt has been removed. How can we know? How do you really know that your debt's been removed? Because Jesus Christ didn't stay dead. He is risen. He said, because I live, you also will live. And guess what? When you and I, by God's incredible grace, believe this message, God says it's the same thing that he worked when he raised Jesus from the dead. He created a new life within us. You've been raised up with Christ. So think about things that are in heaven. He says that two times. When my mom and dad would take us boys out camping or fishing, And she wanted to make sure that we wouldn't get into too much trouble, you know what I mean? Not, of course, that we boys would ever get into any trouble at all whatsoever, but in case you hear a rumor about that, sometimes the little boys have a tendency to get into trouble. So what happens is the parents say, now, I'm telling you, don't do blah, 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 okay? And they fill in blah, 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 and don't do it. And then as your way outside of the camp, they'll say, remember, don't do it. They repeat it. Why? It's important. They want us to know. God wants us to know this. He says, think about things in heaven. You know, we get so caught up in the stuff of this world, we sometimes forget about the blessings that are coming. Because the blessings in this world are so cool. Blessings of family, cars, movies, TVs, devices, Netflix, all sorts of blessings coming our way. If you're a member here, you already know this, and you'll probably hear about this until the day the Lord takes me home. But I got a blessing of eyesight. So now I can see you guys. I can see the Ryans back there. See, I can see John back there. That's a neat thing. And even as I'm thinking about that neat thing that I have been given with that little surgery that was done, I'm thinking, all those days and years that I did not say thank you. I use my eyes every day. Didn't say thank you once for them. In fact, are you ready for this? I actually complained because I had to wear such thick glasses. So at the same time, I'm thinking about heaven and thinking about the good things that God has done for me. What? I'm kind of reminded I still have this sinful nature with me. I still forget to even say thank you for the incredible kindnesses that God has shown me every day, even without my asking. He keeps on dumping on me. A generous God we serve. Think about things that are in heaven. You died, and now your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your life is hidden. Well, what is your life? Do you have a problem with health? Do you have a problem with relationships? What's going on in your life? The Lord says, as a Christian, your life is hidden with Christ. And whenever I hear those words, where God is with us, I'm always reminded of Emmanuel, right? Christmas time. When God gave himself to be with us. My life is now hidden with Christ. What a great blessing that is. Which means that all of those promises that Jesus gave, I'm listening to very carefully. Remember the ones, come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You will find rest for your souls. He says, return, therefore, repent, that your sins may be wiped away in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Now, there's no doubt that there is a lot of excitement coming up in summer, maybe even this afternoon. Picnics, sunshine. The sunshine is out here in Wisconsin, okay? This is a great time. There doesn't look like to be any kind of rain on the floor. Oh, how cool is that? We could actually have a picnic. And have a lot of fun time playing frisbee or golf or whatever it might be. And again, we're going to be tempted to forget God who gave us all this. So the Lord says again, think about things that are in heaven. And what is in heaven, by the way? In heaven, there's no need for a sun or a moon. For God is its glory. And God is his light. And God is there with his people. And you know what God does in heaven? He takes those incredible hands of his, the hands on which our names have been written, and he wipes away every tear from our eyes. This is not some kind of big, all-powerful God who has no clue what life is really like. The scriptures say that the Lord has gathered up our tears. He knows exactly how difficult it is. And he says, you know, in heaven, there's no more crying. You know why? There's no sorrow. You know why? There's no more pain, no heartache, no physical aches, nothing. In heaven, you get to be with God's people, gets to be with God himself. And he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. On this Memorial Day, you know, we're thinking about the ones who gave their lives for us here in America. We set aside a day in which to do that. It's more than just a day, isn't it? Every time we live in the freedom that they give to us, we are saying thank you to these guys and gals who gave their lives for us, who served us, people whose names we don't even know. But we do know one name. All of us know who Jesus is. And Jesus Christ gave a sacrifice that makes even the most valiant and courageous and unselfish acts of our men kind of pale away, because he gave his life to set us free. And now he's in heaven waiting for us to get there. In his name, so let us live. Amen.